Let's go.
We can do life, man.
Yeah, you had to share with a bunch of these guys all day. So all you do is learn all day. You wouldn't have anything, any fun.
Easy when you don't even.
1 hour.
Nice even talking about feel the cold save of Bamashma. Easy when you the sheet was. I feel the cold save of Bamashma. Even a Shmai. Even a Shmai.
We have a chance, man. We have a chance.
Yeah. So, Amr, Reb Yechon and Halacha Ben Yehuda. That's the Halacha. Reb Yechon have a Kumbakam is Sabbath Armai. Reb Yechon would even stand up for Goyisha old people. Omar, he would explain, Kamar Patki Adu Alayu. How much life experience these people have. Like Rashi says, with Grois, with Sodois, with Roh, Nisim, Arbeim, Moivsim. If you live a long life, you see a lot of things. Tois was pointed out in the previous Omid that since you see that Reb Yochanan had to explain why he stood up for them, I understand from that that he did not stand up for them because of his previous statement, which is Halacha Kisa Ben Yehuda, which means Kisa Ben Yehuda did not include Goyim. Right, that's what Taisa said. Horaya, because if it didn't include Goyim, Rabbi Yechon did not need to justify why he stood up for them. Which is saying, because I pass like he's a Menuda. Okay. This is something Rabbi Yechon did on his own, which is above and beyond even Isi Menuda Shita. That's clear from the. That's what Taisa brings out from the Gemara. Rava.
Just because they have life experience, just because they've seen the same.
So there's this.
Why
should you leave them covered because of that?
Yeah,
what is that? God put them in a certain position. They have
one. I guess because that gives them a certain.
Beautiful looking.
I guess it gives them a certain.
You make a brother. You make a brother.
No, I think it means. I think it means.
That's why I got movies all the time.
I think it means it gives them a certain. It gives them a certain wisdom. Yeah.
You're standing up for anyways.
Yeah.
Always standing up for chokhmah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not chokhmah sa Torah. I mean, I guess wisdom of the world is also wisdom. Meaning,
it's not just wisdom, by the way. He says, I remember Rashi talking, says that he's had lots of.
Yeah, because of what he's gone through.
So much in life.
Right, yeah, that's a good point. But chokhmah that you get through life, that's more, I think, meaning that's more connected to chokhmah Hashem. That's more connected to. You know, someone who at least sees things in a clear way. You know, some of the things in a clear way has seen, can see Hashem through his life. So they connected that in some way. That's
there are a lot of, how I would understand. There are a lot of people that never get that. You know, people that still don't get it. Right? I don't know. It's not like a given that, like, you know,
yeah.
I guess Rove.
Yeah, or maybe that's not it. Maybe there's some kind of covenant.
Rashi is also the source. It's like the life. The fact that they've been through life.
Right.
The source is like you're showing an appreciation.
Yeah. Nothing to do with wisdom. Could be. Rava make him lakai. Rava make him lakai. Rava did not stand up, hid the rabbi, but he did some kind of hid for them. Lahu Abaye Yav Yad Lisabe Abaye would let them lean on him. Right, Rashi goes through a whole Istam Mefarshi that it means the other way around, that Abaye would lean on them, but he says that's not the Lashon. It's Mashma. Lashon's Mashma, would let them lean on him. Rava Meshad Shuche, Rava wouldn't let them lean on him because Rava held that would be too much be zoned to the Torah, but he would send a Shliach to help them. Nach would send his eunuchs. He had Srisim given to him, I guess, by the Goyisha government because he was close to the Nasi. Okay. Omar, Ilav Torah, Kamanach Rabbi, Kabashukan. I think that means is that he would explain why would it, that the reason he's not going himself is because it would be resigned to his, to the Torah that's an in. And the way he expressed it was, without the Torah, I'd be just another Nachman running around the shuk. My Rebbe always used to like to say, there's another with Rabbi Yosef, he says, Ilav Hayumah, if after the day of Matan Torah, come a Yosef, Ikib Ashukah. How many Joes would be running around the shuk? Running around a Rabbi Yosef. So he used to say that it doesn't just mean I'd be like another one running around. He meant to say, I myself would be many Nachmans running around the shuk. Because if a person doesn't have a guiding force in his life, and the person is not living for the Torah, living for it is Hashem, so he's all over the place. Every single part of him is another taiva, another thing, another. So he himself is fragmenting into 20, 30 different parts. Every taiva is its own metzias, and he's running there, and he's running there. Kama nachmi abin v'tshuka. How many of me there would be in the shuk? That's what he always used to say. It's a good. I forgot who he quoted it from. Shot. Amr Avivi, Amr Avyanai. Ein Tom Chokam Rashai La'avoid B'pnei Rabbi Ad Shach V'Zaharis K'dei Shlo Yiyye K'vaydoi Merubim B'chvayt Shemai. So Tom Chokam should not get up in front of his Rebbe more than once in the morning, once at night, because it shouldn't be more than he stands up to Hashem. If that's true, why did Rabbah say you get upset at them? You should have stood up for me. It was Rabbah. Oh, earlier on over there. Right. Shema coming upon Shachvas Arvis. Maybe they already got up Shachvas and Arvis, and he just didn't realize. He should have given them the benefit of the doubt. The luck is we can't get up more than Shachvas Arvis. So what are you getting put on us first? First ask me. Did I get up Shachvas V'Arvis? So he says, but near the Farish, there's an interesting Chiddush in Tosfos. The din zeh, einoy noyig el boizim adorn bebeis avnav. The din that you're only allowed to get up Shachvas and Arvis, and if you do more than that, then it's not a good thing because you're making kvayd merubah mikvayd shemayim. That's only if they live by the Rav. That happened to pass by the Rav. Why? Maybe people will see. They'll be choshing them. They won't know. If new people came there that weren't there before, so Tyson says, you see for the previous Gemaras, and it must be, you are going to get up in certain instances. Are this Gemara? This Gemara is talking about when it's pushed to everybody. That you already got up office for Shachris because everybody's with you the whole day. You're living in the Rav's house the whole day. Now the Tosfos Yeshanim seems also to be bothered by this kasha, but he says a different teretz. He says ain't Amid Chokam. He says Tema. He can call Hani Del El Mari below Kama Shachris Vavis. Basically, I think it's the same kasha. It's a Chloimer Einu Rashai Einu Chayov Kadeparash Del El. He says it's totally different shot. He says. In a rashi, just like we had the toivas at the top of Amud Aleph, that the rashi can really mean chayiv. So he says you have to say the same time it's over here. Rashi really means chayiv. So vada they're not chayiv, but they're still allowed to. So he says so then I understand why in the previous gemaras they stood up, or he told them they should have stood up because as much as you're allowed to, you should be doing it. The yaivet asks on this toivas yeshanim. He says I don't understand. Fish lamand up on Amud Aleph when we said Rashan means Chayovin by the Bali Umnis when they were working. I understand that chat. But over here, how can you say Rashan means Chayiv? If Rashan means. Right, that's what he asked the Ivans. It's Mash with the Gemara, Kadesh Lo Yir Kvoid and Murmur Kav Shemaim. There's something wrong with it. Not just you're not obligated to do it.
Once you're not obligated.
See, he says.
You know, once you're not obligated. That's different. Which means if you want to, once you're not, the problem is if I'm obligated, that makes it more
But if you do get up more than time to the Hashem, that's not at the minute.
No.
What the reason
for
itself can't be more than Kiev of Lashma.
But the Rishos could be.
Right, the Rishos could be.
No, not that,
okay.
It's not that. When you're Mechaber or Talmud Chacham, you're Mechaber Hashem.
Okay. I hear.
You can also read it in that it's not saying.
I hear.
Why should the Tavor be more than Hashem? It's not a reason that you don't want it to be more than Hashem.
Yeah.
But why should it be? If Hashem doesn't require you to send that more than twice, so if you're here, you don't have to. Not necessarily Hashem.
Okay.
You shouldn't do it because otherwise.
So maybe that's what Tosh Hashanah learned. The Yavetz understood. The Yavetz understood that it's Shver. He didn't like this Teretz, and then he says, and anyway, it's not a kasha because the first Tosh already answered the kasha. So, it meaning putting that, I guess he understood together with the fact that we already have a good Teretz. He rather not say this Teretz because he held it was Shver in the reason the Gemara gave. But I hear you could say what you guys are saying, which is no, that Teretz of Kedei is only in as much as your Chayiv. What are you doing? But if it would be mutter, even if it's not chayiv, that would not be a shter of the Kodesh Shemayim. Yes, Levi.
The first Tosis. What does it mean? I understood it to mean that it's not like a regular case of Choshen Bekshen. It's more like this is the covet of giving covet a third. If other people come in and they don't see you standing up, that's almost like a zilzul. It's covet. Why isn't he standing up for it? So
I mean, that's not what Taisa says. It says bichashtim.
Right. So what if it's, in other words, why is it different than any?
I don't know.
Well, you don't want to create an area where.
I don't know if it's different, not different. There are things we do for chashat. I don't know. Taisa's mashma chashat. Taisa's mashma chashat. You want to say Taisa's meant that is the covenant of Torah, that someone is new is seeing you, then you have to do it. Okay, I don't know. I'm not saying it's not mashma like you exactly. I hear what you're saying. Again, the way you're saying it, though, would be much harder to explain, because Tais is just holding Rashan. Rashai means not loud.
What? We're not talking about
Kvod Shemayim.
It's free time.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. I guess it's Kriya Shema, yeah. Oh, you're Makabal of Makar Shemaim twice a day. Makabal of Makar Shemaim.
You did also, what's the connection? You're talking about standing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So listen to this. There's a who says this? Good Mayim Makam on this. If you have it in your Gemaras, I don't know. It's the who is that? Radal? I don't know who this is. Who's the Radal? Reish David Lamed. Anyway, whoever he is, he says a Gishmaka thing over here. He says, he brings the Mordechai, in the back of the Gemara. He says, the Mordechai brings that this Gemara, Ein Tamil Chokam Rashai La'amoid, is Davka talking about a Talmud Chacham that's learning Torah? She'ein lo levatam lelimuda. You shouldn't be levatam with Torah. So he says, k'damrina b'Shabbos, like the Gemara in Shabbos. So what does it mean, like the Gemara in Shabbos? So he says it's like the Gemara in Shabbos, which says, k'goin anu we who are not like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai v'Chaveru. You know the sugya over there, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai v'Chaveru. They're only mafsik for going on, oh, no, like we mafsik, and we're mafsik bein l'kriyah shema bein l'tefillah. So he says, wait a minute. If you're already comparing it to Gemara and Shabbos, it can't be that we're mafsik bein l'kriyah shema bein l'tefillah, because Adarabba, he says only twice a day. Ella, he means to compare it to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai v'Chaveru, who are only mafsik b'kriyah shema. And that's why he calls it twice a day. And then he explains, the Kriya Shema hu the Kuya Kabbalah's Pnei Ovim Shema Shemayim, Shiyesh Bo Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim. So either way, you know, he's learning, it's only when they're learning. But that's the Mordechai. This Gemara means Dafka when they're learning. But even if you don't say like the Mordechai, that's clear that he's bringing out that this Kvod Shemayim that we're talking about is Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim. That's like you're saying, because it's only twice. If he meant Tefillah, it should have said three times. What did he say? Okay, I'll call upon him. On that practical Gemara. We had on our bright side that the zokin should not be matriach them. They should walk around them. Tamalayim zokin erei so. We all matriach as rabbis. Without am I going to matriach chiyuvu? If it's only a specific chiyuv of matriach as rabbis, why shouldn't they be matriach them? I mean, the Gemara is understanding if every time if he causes them to get up every single time. That's something you shouldn't be matriach. But if there's a maximum twice a day, so what's the problem? Teretz says no. El alav must be kula yoima. The whole day you have to get up. Teretz says loy loy l'mshach was aris bovad. But if you look, come and after loy 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 nitruch. Because it says so can be erased. So
if it's important that they should stand up, be matriach is okay. If we're saying kabbalas almost for shemayim and stand together and come and this, come and that.
So that was el yah.
Yeah, they should have to get up.
That was Eliyahu Gurman's question. If there would be a chiv each time, so what's the problem? So, we're even in the start of the Gemara, it's twice. But what's the problem? That's the chiv. So since when we try to avoid them to be do chiv,
based on tastes, the people should see.
So the answer is that's only one, in as much as there is a chiv. Yes, we're going before that. What? What?
Yeah.
I mean, it's dangerous. You might be machshel them. I mean, the truth is, it still needs a hesber. But the truth is, you're right. In Svar, we would never have said this. The Greitz was learning it from a pasuk. It's a gzeres hakosim, really. Zok in the race. You could ask, what's talk of the pshat in the gzeres hakosim? Which is what you guys are asking. But I'm saying, but it's a bit bet meaning. If it was a Svar, it'd be harder. You know, once we know it's a pasuk, so that's what the pasuk says. On that, we could ask, but what's the Havana?
And what does the pasuk mean?
The Chazal Darshan, Zok.
You're telling me Xeris Akasuf?
Yeah, they had a drasha.
So that means he can't walk.
They had a drasha. No. They had a drasha.
You should be a nice guy. That's what
they had a drasha. Yeah, that's what the Brisa says. They had a drasha, Zok in the Eresa. You shouldn't go at it, that you shouldn't go purposely make them stand.
That's different than going out of your way and not getting.
Well, whatever. I'm saying if you have a choice to go here, to go through, so go around. You could ask though, why Taka? I mean, it could be that it's. I mean, the cash is only because you're not standing up. Meaning, if it would be that you're standing up for the person, then the cash wouldn't bother me so much because I can understand why we would want that the person shouldn't be much if other people stand up for him. Right? I can hear that. The only reason it's a kasha is because you're not standing up for the person, standing up for his Torah. So then I hear the kasha more. But I could be.
You're not totally. You're not standing up for his Torah alone.
Oh, the Issa Ben Yehuda.
I'm not standing up for his Torah.
So then I understand it much better. Then understand why we should say don't do it. Because just like I have a job and everybody's a shandy mechabit, you have a job not to look for COVID. I understand that. Adirabba, but what you guys just said makes me understand it much better. If all that he's a menu, the kash doesn't bother me so much. I understand why the pasuk wouldn't want you to go and get the covet. If we don't like Yizmanu, then it's about in the Torah Shabbai, then it's a hard, then it's more of a kasha.
Yeah, but the Gemara doesn't use the lashon. It's more of a kasha.
No, but that's the idea behind it. Don't be matriarch yeah. Other people. What I'm saying, but I understand the concept behind it. You guys are asking, what's the problem? Be matriarch. That's their chiyuv. No, but you have a chiyuv not to look at covet. I'm saying I can understand why the pasuk would tell you. We're learning from the pasuk, but I can understand.
Yeah, but it's not using a lashon of that look at covet. It's not be matriarch of the person. Don't intervene.
It's the same idea. Don't. If that's a concept, if another don't. What? Be a reisa. Have a little yerushimayim. Realize that you know you'll be matriarch. Yeah, go around. I can hear that very good. I'm just saying. What? Yeah, as much that, as much as the darshan from the pasuk, I can understand that the idea behind the pasuk is that idea. Okay.
That's what we're coming after. So you'd have to feel that you're being what you have to stand for. If we came before you, we'd have to stand up. And if you upset,
no one has to stand up for me. We're talking about here. It's a minute.
That's why we make sure that you're for sure here before we come in. Right, we're pretty sure I said that. Right, later.
Okay, we will finish up Shir tomorrow. It'll be not so much more to go. So if you come like a little bit late, you probably miss Shir.
I'm not sure what a little bit late means, you know?
Meaning it could be that by 9:50 she'll be finished. So, or maybe even 9:40, because it's just the rest of this Gemara and the Tosfos. Okay. Shkoyach.